Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning to all. Mr. Chair, since both the proposal, the original text and the proposal from colleague from EU exist, I will try to comment on both. First, with the original text, we believe, first of all, inclusion of sexual and reproductive health education is very much singling out one element of education, number one. Number two is the whole paragraph is talking about education of children, mainly in the context of COVID. So if we need to single out, most probably the most important element is education on sanitation and hygiene. I don't understand why this element has become so important. So we will suggest to talk about physical and mental health education as well as emotional and mental health support, because in schooling, children also get support, mental health support. In the last phrase, in the original text, it is mentioned that in these communities, I was trying to find out the link, what these communities mean. I failed, Mr. Chair. I will request Secretariat to reformulate and to find the linkage, or otherwise, what is this communities mean need to be clarified. Now coming to the new proposal from EU. The first part, which is talking about health care services. I understand this paragraph is about education, so not health care service. So I think this will divert the attention of the paragraph. We can carefully use this in a paragraph which is fully focused on health. And with regard to sexual and reproductive health, my position remains same, as I said. I thank you, Mr. Chair.